As Hillary Clinton's historic moment settles into memory, we want to let you listen to some speeches before we go that you did not hear this week. You might say they were taking testimony at Johnny Brenda's, the Fishtown Dive just outside of Philly, at the Inside the Political Machine Story Slam this week, where there was plenty of rage and hilarity against the political machines.
All right, all right. Hey, Philadelphia.
Mike Murphy, a poll watcher, has a story to tell.
I want to tell a story, and I want to tell a story about the time I was a poll watcher in 2008. And my wife and I volunteered for the Obama campaign to be a poll watcher. Now, a poll watcher is somebody from the campaign who goes to the polls, and you make sure everything's okay at the polls. You make sure the poll machines work, that sort of thing. You stand in the polling place and make sure everything's okay. So we got our poll watching assignments for the election in 2008 in November. My wife's polling place was in Rittenhouse Square. She was like, this is great. I'm going to go get some coffee, and I'm going to be able to have a great time. And mine was in Southwest Philly, very, very, very far away from our house in Southwest Philly. So in the morning, I'm pretty new to Philadelphia, but I knew well enough to know that that's just not an area of Philadelphia that I usually go to. So I get up in the morning, and I get a taxi cab. Now, this is 2008. This is before Uber. So I get an actual taxi cab, and I get down to the polling place, and on the drive down, the cab driver says, look, just so you know, I'm not waiting for you. Like, I'm going to drop you off. And I said, why? And he said, well, you know, I'm not going to wait for you. I was like, oh, no, I'm not going there to buy drugs. I'm going there to volunteer for a campaign. And I'm going. So I'm like, yeah, drop me off at this place, at this field house. And he's like, okay, here's the field house. The field house was more of like a concrete shack. The entire neighborhood was there. I spent all day there inside the poll, in the polling place. There was a 93-year-old woman who showed up to vote that day. She hadn't voted in 20 years. That night, the judge of elections pulled his car around and turned the headlights on. And I said, why are you doing that? He said, well, the light broke. It doesn't work. So we need, you know, light. 93% of the people that were registered to vote in that area showed up and voted. The judge of elections gave me a ride back home. And he's driving me home. I said, thanks for giving me a ride back home. He's like, yeah, a taxi cab wouldn't pick you up here anyway. That night, I'm in Rittenhouse Square watching the election results with my wife and her friends. And, we're celebrating. We're like, we did it. And I said, man, did we? I guess we did. I hope there's a change in the neighborhood. I moved 10 blocks from that neighborhood. I live in West Philly now. And I've gone by there before a few times walking my dog. And they fixed the light. There's a light outside that field house now. That's my story.
Mike Murphy, storyteller, poll watcher, slammer at the Inside the Political Machine Story Slam. Deborah Sharmalus is next from one of Philly's worst neighborhoods. She grew up wanting to pound on the doors of City Hall, so this story, starring former Mayor Michael Nutter, is a natural.
I'm from Philadelphia. I grew up in the Northeast. I don't know if you guys remember, but there was some time where you could smoke in Johnny Brenda's, and Councilman Michael Nutter was, nah, I'm not having that. I'm going to put an end to that. So here comes a time where this bill comes to pass where he's like, there's no smoking indoors. And me being 10 or 12, I'm like, yeah, like, smoking is bad. So I go to city council and I speak. And I do this impassioned speak. I say like, do you guys care about me? Smoking is bad. You can't smoke indoors. And like, he comes up to me afterwards and he like says to me, I do care about you. And I like took that to heart. I was like, oh my God, this guy who I've never met before, who has a funny name, really cares about me. So I'm keeping that in mind. That's like a defining moment in my life and what kind of motivated me. So a couple years later, it's high school graduation time. I don't know why, but this is the time where I have my 18-year-old breakdown. Nobody's ever gonna talk to me. I'm only 5 foot. I thought I was supposed to grow more, you know, like freaking out. And I end up outside of City Hall. And then I turn to my left and I see him. At this point, he's my guardian angel. He told me he cared about me. So I go after him. I'm like, Michael Nutter, Michael Nutter, Michael Nutter. And he turns around and he's like, yes. And I was like, well, my high school graduation is tomorrow. Do you want to come? A year later, I'm trying to make it work. I have a little hustle. I work at the Temple Performing Arts Center. I hear like word that like Michael Nutter's gonna be there. Of course, I'm like, of course he's gonna be there because I'm here, so he's going to show up for sure. So I see him, and I'm like, Michael Nutter, like, you may not remember me, but I remember you. And he's just like, oh, okay. Basically, I'm just waiting for us to hang out. Like, these things take time, 12 years to be exact. But yeah, if you see Michael Nutter, tell him if there's a short girl who complains about, like, Central and Temple Performing Arts Center, it's me. So yeah.
Mayor Nutter, just look over your shoulder. That's probably Deborah Charmalous, your greatest fan. Our final story from the Inside the Political Machine Story Slam reminds us that however serious we feel the outcome of this election will be, there is a certain joy in American democracy, that whatever the outcome, it is the people who decide. Here's citizen storyteller and former candidate Andrew Stober, his sacred and in this case hilarious challenge to get the people to the polls.
It's 10 days before Election Day. And I'm running the first serious independent campaign for city council at large in Philadelphia. These are heady times. I'm talking with political reporters who are telling me, we have two stories written. One is you get crushed by the machine. The other is that you make history. We don't know what's going to happen. And I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen either. But I have some money left in my campaign account. And I have no illusions about politics in Philadelphia. I need to put some money out on the street to help get votes out for me on Election Day. And I'm texting people who are part of the political game, and they're telling me, he's a crook, she'll steal all your money, he's okay, but it'll only turn out 25% of the votes that you need. So I'm asking, all right, who should I talk to? You should go talk to Big O. You can trust him. You give him your money, he'll turn out the votes, he says. So I reach out to Big O. He tells me, I'll meet you at the Chestnut Hill Farmers Market. Won't talk to me on the phone, I guess. You know, you never know whose phone is tapped in Philadelphia. Drive up to Chestnut Hill. He pulls up in this huge Suburban, gets out. He's about 6'6", must be in his mid-40s. Looks like a former football player. Leans up against a stop sign pole. I'm convinced the stop sign pole's about to fall over. So he goes, what can I do for you? So I say, well, I'm looking to churn some votes out on Election Day. So What do you want? He says, well, I said, well, we want someone, you know, out there handing out my ballot on Election Day. Nah, this year, strictly a knock and drag operation. So I'm sorry, I'm new to this. I don't know what knock and drag is. He said 11 o'clock, recites a list of wards. I have 2015 passenger vans. If you haven't voted, and I drag you to the polls. Now, in L.A., even in New York, even in Boston and Chicago, this is called voter mobilization, get out the vote efforts. But in Philly, it's knock and drag. To be clear, we're still talking about getting 80-year-old ladies to the polls, but it's a knock and drag operation. I spent no other money in those divisions in North Philadelphia. I can guarantee you there were single-digit numbers, people, if any, if we're honest, who knew me there. But I won those divisions. So while young people being involved in politics is really important, so are your grandmas. Thanks.
We got to get Big O on the air, that's for sure. Stories from those who have played their part, no matter how minor, in our great democratic process. We're grateful to Johnny Brenda's and to the Young Involved Philadelphia, or YIP, organization for letting us gate crash this week's Story Slam. Also, thanks to our Philadelphia crew, Todd Zwillick, Amber Hall, and Ellen Frankman. Okay, voters, the torch is passed to you. Convention's done. Campaign begins. Have a great weekend. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.